Welcome into Jags of the Round Table. J.P. Shadrick, Brian Sexton, John Osier. The Jaguars are headed to the Inner Harbor to face the Baltimore Ravens. But first, we get to Friday's practice. The Jaguars walk through their final work on the field of the Florida Blue practice fields before the Week 10 matchup. Another road game for this Jaguars team that hasn't won a road game in a long, long time. 13 straight road losses for the Jags. They'll try to break that this Sunday. Some injury updates for this Jaguars team, starting with Allen Hurns, who is limited today. Wide receiver is questionable for the game. You'll have to drag him off this field. Marquise Lee, also limited and questionable for the game. Dan Scuda, with the groin injury, also questionable. The Jaguars linebacker will be a game-time decision. All right, guys, let's get to it. This is the same kind of setup that the Jags had last week. The AFC South is right there for the taking. They've got to start this week, though, right? Or never.
Well, and it is there for the taking. If you look at the next 4 weeks, it's all right there. The schedule, the records are right there. But as you said, they haven't figured out a way yet to win two in a row, to close, to do all the things we've been talking about, eliminate mistakes, turnovers, all those things. So until they do that, no playoff talk.
You're right. And the playoff talk needs to be balanced with the idea that this team has to stop turning the ball over. If they're going to do it this week, hold on to the ball. If they hold on to the ball last week, they probably win, right? And then we're talking about something. So until they get it done, but if you're going to do it, now is the time because they're slipping away fast.
Force a few turnovers, too. How about that?
How about that indeed, John? Hey, how about this Baltimore Ravens team? They're 2-6. They've had a lot of injuries this year. The Jaguars, 2-6, but on the rise. Have the Jags kind of passed the Ravens in terms of how good they are?
Well, you remember they played them pretty well last year. They had the block punt that the Ravens took back for a touchdown, and the Jaguars' inability to get a third down converted really killed them. And I thought last year you saw some roster improvement. I'm a roster guy, right? I understand Flacco's a former Super Bowl MVP, but they're old in a lot of key places, and I think the Jaguars' roster has passed theirs. And so I think the Jaguars are a better team.
Well, it's interesting because you always say during the offseason, it's impossible to really judge a schedule until about 3 or 4 weeks in. And boy, isn't that the case with the Ravens. You thought this was going to be a tough game. All of a sudden, they're 2-6, which is really unusual for this franchise. Because since I can remember, especially since Harbaugh got there, but even before then, they've been on par with the Steelers as a team that's been able to maintain a roster, withstand free agency. And boy, all of a sudden, they built for that Super Bowl, maintained a little bit. And now they're sort of on the down. So I agree. I think the Jaguars' future looks brighter than the Ravens right now. I don't know what that means for Sunday.
Yeah, not sure what that means for Sunday, but Sunday is the start of the second half. Now, is this Jaguars team closer to where they started this year, or are they closer to being better in the second half?
I think they're clearly better, and it's what's so fascinating about the way it's played out. They're better. They've, in the last 2 or 3 weeks, they have shown how close they are, and somehow, some way, they're still in it. Think about this. If they win Sunday, if they win next Thursday, all of a sudden, this time next week, we could be talking about a 4-6 team that feels so much different than now. Of course, you can go 2-8, too.
Well, I like to quote Anthony Robbins, the great peak performance coach. But he always talks about 2 millimeters. You can change a lot with just a little turn of the wrench, right? So for the Jaguars, if they just hold on to the stupid football, I think we're looking at a completely different outcome. If you just hold the football, you win. And so that's how close they are, 2 millimeters, to being a much improved team. But unless you improve that, it sure looks like you are where you were last year.
3 feet would have been good in Indy.
3 feet. But maybe 2 millimeters of adjustment on his kick changes everything.
Quote of the day, hang on to the stupid football. The Jaguars will
I'm
try
full
to
of
do
them. I got lots of them. Just ask me.
Right. The Jaguars will try to do that Sunday. We'll see you after Bold Rush Thursday next week on Jags of the Roundtable.